Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I am Emily.
This is Jen.
And well, today, if you've been following along with us, we've been on our seven-part series as we lead up. I guess it's seven parts until Christmas, right? But I guess we have Thanksgiving in the middle, which is this week. And so that'll be three episodes for you guys to be able to just listen to in regard to the holidays and just feel supported. So today we got something new. We're on part three. Jen, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about how to honor traditions that involve food.
Ooh.
Dealing with the emotional connections that we may have to certain memories with certain people and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any particulars, Emily? Like anything that, you know, certain parents or grandparents made or that you always liked to make?
That's a good question. You know, obviously, I like my grandma's roll recipe.
Ooh.
And it sounds like my grandpa's making that this year. Even though we got a bunch of diabetics in the family who should not be eating rolls, but that's beside the point.
Sounds yummy.
They are good. And then, obviously, I love pumpkin pie. Like, I just love it. Mixed with Cool Whip.
Yes.
There's a lot of questionable things in Cool Whip, but I love it.
It tastes good. So,
how about you?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about, like, as soon as I heard this one with, like, when we brought this back up about how we're going to talk about traditions that involve food,
mm-hmm.
as soon as I thought of the word tradition at the holidays, I think of the mashed potatoes.
Mm.
Man, these mashed potatoes sure are creamy. I was seeing while you were sleeping. It's a line from it. It's so funny. Anyways, so my mom had always made mashed potatoes with like sour cream cheese, butter, garlic, all this, like this certain mashed potato recipe.
Yum.
Like from scratch, like, you know what I mean? Like from fresh, like, you know, baked potato or boiled potatoes, whatever. And they were delicious. They're delicious. And so that's like the one thing that we really only make at the holidays, actually. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving and Christmas. So
that's what you bring?
No. No. Because that takes a lot of peeling and cooking potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But I've made it before. But it always seems to appear at Thanksgiving and Christmas, like with my family.
Yes.
So.
Because it probably reminds you of your mom and makes you feel like she's there with you.
Yeah. And they're freaking good.
Yeah. Dude. Yum.
So, the reason that we wanted to talk about this today is because it's probably, like, in my opinion, it's really common, right? Like, everybody has their certain traditions, and let's be honest, the holidays, often the food is involved. Like, that's a big part of the celebration. And so we just kind of wanted to provide a conversation and just be real, because I think in feeling supported and like feeling like you're not the only one, it's super validating. Like, I think it's easier for us to feel alone in our challenges with food, and we wanted you as the listeners to know you're not alone.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed. Because this is a big one, and it can be feel like you're missing out if, like, you don't take part or whatever. Or, I don't know.
Well, and I've realized, like, it can feel like, well, I don't know how to handle that. Like, well, if I don't have a game plan, then I kind of feel stressed out because I'm like, well, I shouldn't be eating that, but then it's always there and I always want to eat it and I always end up eating it. And having a game plan for me is like half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what, like, a little walk through like some things that help us to handle this whole thing about the traditions. Okay. So the first one, so there's 10, so stay with me here, because these are lots of little, like, thoughts or, like, ideas that can be helpful, but I always say take what helps and leave the rest, okay? So the first one is acknowledging your emotions, like just admitting how you actually feel about the event you're going to, right?
Big one.
And then the next one is planning ahead. Because if you, we said this last time, but if you fail to plan, you
Yep, is that's that
the,
it.
Mm-hmm. Is that you did good. Yeah. Okay. And then what about modifying recipes, right?
Yeah.
So a while back, I think actually it was the same time last year, I remember being kind, I was, okay, so the same time last year, I think, was when I was doing a cleanse, like the doctor had me doing the, or I was doing the 90-day, like, candida cleanse or something, right? And so I was really dedicated, and I was really dedicated to it. Like, I really wanted to actually follow through with the 90 days. I probably didn't plan that well, how I, like, the day I started it, but anyways. Mm-hmm. And so it fell on Thanksgiving. And that during that time, Thanksgiving fell during that time, that 90 days. And so I remember being kind of amazed that I could really modify anything that people were eating to make it work and be like without added sugar, like additional sugars and like additives that were not okay on that cleanse. And so I was kind of amazed. Like, Trim Healthy Mama is a way of eating. If you've been in the diet world, you probably have heard of it, but if not, it's one way of eating that is supportive of like blood sugar issues and stuff. And on Pinterest, they have tons of recipes. So you can like make cakes and breads and like all the good stuff, like that's actually healthy with all nourishing ingredients. So that's one thing. And then the next one is the idea of you could create new traditions. So just food for thought. And then, of course, practicing mindful eating. So it's super helpful to not to take away foods, but just like be intentional, like slow down and enjoy the foods that you're eating. Honestly, it takes like 15 minutes for the, I have heard, I don't know scientifically for sure, but for your brain to recognize that your stomach is full. Is that right?
So I've heard that.
I've realized that if I'm super hungry and then I eat really fast, I can be like so full. So it helps me a lot to slow down when I'm eating.
Good one.
And then the next one is choosing wisely. So like when we go through the line, really putting the things that we actually want to be eating on our plate. Now, I'm not saying any food is a bad food, but like some things I don't really care as much about. And so if there's tons of options, I don't necessarily need to have all of them on my plate personally. Then sharing experiences. So actually stopping to enjoy the experience with the people with you are with. I know we often in the last years have like ended up taking a walk together after a meal. That's been a fun thing to do. And I remember the first year we did it, it was like some years back, but I was just like, I don't really feel like taking a walk. I'm pretty full, like, right? Because I wasn't expecting it. And I also like, I just didn't feel like it. But when you practice doing something, so now I am more active than I used to be. Now I remember even before I go to take the walk that I'm going to benefit from the walk and feel better after the walk. So now I'm usually happy to take a walk, right?
Totally. Yeah.
So then the next one is focus on the company you are with. So I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but in recent years, I have been just loving spending time with my nieces and nephews. My kids are just innocent and like fun to be around. And so when I go to holiday or family gatherings nowadays, I often just love like hanging out with the kids. Like they're just like easy to be around and simple. And then practice self-compassion. This is a big one. So even if you quote unquote mess up or eat more than you meant to, it's okay. It's one day. It's probably one meal. Let's be nicer to ourselves, please.
True that.
And then the last one is think about support, like seeking support. If you need support, we are here. your friends and family are, they're there for you. I'm finding more and more as the years go on that if I just bother to ask for help or bother to be vulnerable, and I say bother because I have noticed I like to be okay and try to keep it all, you know, all my ducks in a row. And some days it's just hard. And so it's okay to just admit if you're having a hard time. And I find that that is when the people in my life step up to the plate if I just am honest and, you know, admit what's going on with me. So
yeah,
that is all to say that we just wanted you to know that finding the balance between your goals and honoring your traditions is actually not that easy, but you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
We're learning new things all the time.
We are, yes. And we're learning alongside you. So
yes,
you're not alone.
Absolutely.
We see you. And if you want to hang out with us more, obviously join our group on Facebook, Beyond the Diet.
Yes.
Lots of good stuff in there.
Every day of the week in the Beyond the Diet group, we have some supportive tip or video or thing that we post in there. And so there are hundreds of ladies in there all supporting each other and being supported. So that's one way for you to have some support. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that is exciting and new, I think we've talked about one time so far, but we've got the Beyond the Diet online course for you. Phase one is all ready to go. It is a pathway to food freedom. So it's 9 lessons that walk you through like exactly what to do and gives you tools and support. And it's all self-paced. You can do it on your own, but it would just help you feel supported during this holiday time. So the link for that is in the show notes. You can get started today. And otherwise, I hope you have a beautiful week.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We will talk to you next week. And find us in the group. And do Jen's cool course. Okay, that's all.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.